There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Joining us next on the show, we have Mustafa Shalash from the Outward Bound UAE.
Hi, Mustafa. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Mark. Hi, Steph. Very happy to be here.
Now, Outward Bound is an international educational organization with more than 30 schools around the world. It was founded back in 1941, a long time ago. I'm guessing it wasn't you.
No.
So tell us, Mustafa, what do you actually do?
All right. I'm the head of development and growth, and Outward Bound have got a mission to help people discover and develop their potential to care for themselves, others, and the world around them. We do that through challenging experiences in unfamiliar settings. We make sure it's safe, we make sure it's fun, and the adventure aspect is in place.
Yeah.
So what we do is we work closely with schools and organizations. We get to understand more about their corporate values, understand about their business objectives, and how the behavior of whoever working for the organization or being educated in the schools will be able to, as we say, walk the talk. So how they can have the values embedded in everything they do. So to do that, we actually work carefully in crafting and developing these skills and the capabilities for the participants, considering that we're having a young age who are hungry to know more, and they will be looking forward to have the fun aspect and the adventure to learn it.
And you've just celebrated your first anniversary here in the UAE.
Correct.
Tell me about some of the adventures that stand out to you that you've taken groups on.
Well, we have a variety of adventures that we have. The most important one is we are very much focusing on the Emirati youth and how we are building their capabilities to be the future leaders. And understanding the leadership capabilities and the aspects is something that they never knew about. So we do that in a very gradual, challenging environment. And
where you can teach everyone to be the leader? Is it not about teamwork?
Well, that's correct, and it's more about even team synergy. So understanding that you are needed, regardless to what kind of a role you are. So leadership would be something that they have as a habit, not necessarily a job role or something that you have as a responsibility. And we get really phenomenal results out of that. Students are actually surprising us by showing us what they are capable of doing. And what we do usually is we start with giving them direction at the beginning of the program, but then on the last day of the program, we sit back, relax, and enjoy them actually making a difference.
But can you outline a specific trip? Like, if I was enrolled on one of these and I was coming along, what would I be doing? Where would we be heading? Out to Ras Al Khaimah?
Yes, absolutely. Ras Al Khaimah have got a beautiful landscape that helps us a lot with getting the objectives we're looking for.
How long are we going on the trip for?
Well, it's customized. So depending on the profile or who will be a part of the program, it will be different from school to university or an organization, considering the workload and so. So we make sure that we take our time in planning, understanding more about the profile of who will be a part of the program.
Yeah.
It would be a male-female ratio and the consideration of the age and their potentials and capabilities. So it's a bespoke or a tailored.
We're camping. Program. We're roughing it. Are we out there?
Correct. Yes. There is a combination of all of the adventure aspects. So the camping is one of them.
There's no one carrying your stuff behind you.
No, it's all done by yourself. Correct. So
I did one of these. You know, I was telling you that when I was a kid. It's been around since 1941. So
did the first one? Didn't you?
Yeah. It was the first year, the inaugural year. But yeah, I went up to the Lake District in the UK, and they took us up with a group. Did all the camping. You know, climbing up the mountains, making decisions. You know, trying to locate things, use of direction and all that.
Compasses.
Yeah, compasses. Yeah, they were compasses. But it's probably on the phone now.
Yeah.
But no, and it really, you really feel like you've achieved something.
Absolutely.
At the end of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I come from a corporate world, different types of corporate organizations, and I can tell you that the classroom training is not the only solution if you'd like to see a transformation in behavior and you'd like to see a change in the way that people are getting the job done. So the Outward Bound is the complement of getting them to have the hands-on experience, sharing examples of how does it work when you get back to your school, to university, or the workplace, and what would be the best practices that you need to do starting immediately so you can have the better results of what you have been practicing earlier.
So this is for kids. It's also for corporates, so adults as well. Do you remember me telling you that I went on one of these when I was younger, but it was specifically for naughty children?
Yes, I do.
It was really, really hard.
Yeah. And you were the team leader because you were the naughtiest.
No, I wasn't. But we weren't allowed any pillows or anything, and I do remember it being extremely challenging.
Correct. And what you're referring to is pretty much what you call the boot camp. So, so what?
It's a discipline.
Exactly. And to look at the results that you get from a group of the same nature, you would find that they are the most active, but the energy need to be driven into getting the goodness out of it, not being treated as being naughty and so on. So with that being said, we're working with a high quality level of the organization, and we are twinning with Singapore. And if you look at the Singapore with the high service levels of quality, you would find the Prime Minister of Singapore himself was an Outward Bound student. So it shows you
breeds leaders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Does anyone bail?
Yeah.
Does anyone just ring mum and dad and go, that's it, I'm out? That's it.
Not at all. Not at all. They totally enjoying the experience. They are. We are actually making sure that the rules are in there. There's a contract. We make sure that at the very beginning they are agreeing on the terms and they're signing on it. And as they're going through the experience, they're loving it in the way that when they get back, there is even more appreciation to what parents are doing. So they are more responsible and they are ready now to be playing a better part of what they're doing before.
So when's your next trip?
Well, we have a very busy calendar. And the combination of what we're doing as programs as well as the events, we're getting close to March now, where the spring camps will be in place, and the enrollment for the spring camp is open. So whoever would like to get involved with that, they can just simply go to our website, outwardbound.ae. Also, the 22nd of February is the World Thinking Day, where we have iconic companies in UAE that we use in our daily basis, and they are there to show the case of what impact they are doing to the UAE. So everyone is welcome to be a part of that as well. The enrollment is live, and people can just go to the website and apply for it.
And how much does it normally cost to do a course like this?
Well, the courses for the students would verify on the nature, but with the consideration of what the spending would be, Outward Bound make sure that the when it comes to the corporates, 10 to 15% of what we get out of the corporate training goes to sponsor school. So the formula itself is not to aim for maximum profit, but it's more into making a difference. So so we consider that when everything that every proposal we have for our corporate organizations.
Mustafa, Outward Bound, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.